Right, let's take a fine look at your sport this morning. South Africa clinched the two-match test series against Pakistan 2-0 following a 10-wicket victory on day four of the second test in Cape Town. The Proteas posted 615 in their first innings, including centuries from Ryan Rickelton, Themba Bavuma and Carl Verena. Now, the visitors were bowled out for 194 in their first innings, forced to follow on 421 runs behind from the first innings. Pakistan battled to 478 or out. South Africa, however, easily knocked off a target of 58 in just 7.1 overs to win the series. And then in the DStv Premiership, there's three midweek fixtures to look out for this week. Orlando Pirates will pay a visit to Cape Town City, who slayed Kaizer Chiefs this past weekend. So now a win will see Pirates move up to the top of the table and be level on points with Mamelodi Sundowns on their table on 30 points. They're currently 27 in second. So a win and three would be 30, level on points, so that they'll be level also on goal. If they at least one goal would be the difference, so that'll move them up.
Talk about finding a way to make a Chiefs fan feel even worse on a Tuesday morning after our loss on Sunday. The fact that Pirates could be on top of the Premiership on the weekend is so upsetting to me.
It's nice, but it's not nice. Shame. But, I mean, they also have a chance for redemption tomorrow. They face Stellenbosch as well. So they're hosting, so it's a home fixture. So a little bit of advantage. AmaZulu, also home fixture. Sekhukhune United is the team they face. So that's also a little bit of a home advantage. That could make the difference for their placement on the log as well. Those are the wins needed to make significant moves, because ultimately these are deciding factors for who will be the biggest challenges at
Two
the end.
Downs.
Yes, at the end of the season. At the end of the season.
I call the Pirates good season. I think that they're a team that looks well organized. They've got good coaching structures, and they're acting like a professional soccer team rather than a bunch of renegades, which sometimes we can do as a South African football. Yep. So I'd say that they are a properly strong side this season.
All those fixtures kick off at 7:30. It's a difficult one. Back-to-back fixtures for all the teams. It's tough on players, but they must push through. We want to win. Staying with football, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta admits his team will need to be at their best to stop Newcastle striker Alexander Isak. Now, they host their Premier League rivals in the first leg of their EFL Cup semi-final tonight. Isak has scored 14 goals so far this season, and Arteta says he's a huge threat.
He's a top player, he's in top form, scoring a lot of